Pretty good chunk of change, but it's not clear if he'd have enough money to get on a Forbes list. The latest rundown of the richest people in the world is out, and Carlos Slim is number one. The Mexican telecom magnate and his family are worth $73 billion, we're told. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
Forbes counts 1,426 billionaires around the globe, their collective net worth about $5.4 trillion. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is number two on the list, with Spain's Amancio Ortega, the founder of Zara, the well-priced fashion retailer, ranking third.
I think what struck me was just how much of the growth, the record wealth, was tied to consumer spending.
Louisa Kroll of Forbes has been editing the magazine's list of billionaires for a long time. She suggests a bit of irony in this year's compilation. While many consumers are struggling financially, the companies that sell them stuff are doing just fine. The stock price of Zara, for example, climbed about 50% last year, and its founders' wealth increased a stunning $19 billion. Individuals tied to Walmart, Nordstrom, and Diesel Jeans benefited mightily, too. The Forbes list boasts 442 Americans. Founders of Google, Facebook, and Amazon, along with Steve Jobs' widow, are all there. Kroll says a number of new hedge fund managers made the list, too.
It's really kind of money begets money. You don't really see that in other parts of the world to the same extent.
In Europe, for example, fortunes are often linked to fashion retail, and in Asia, lots of money is tied to real estate. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.